Monger takes strike one, and we are underway at 7-12. The 2014 Thunderbolt season is upon us.
Fly ball deep right field. That's a no-doubter. Way over the back wall, Ryan McIntyre has put the Thunderbolts on top 4-0. He sets for the 0-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Daniel Cropper has his second complete game in his last three starts. Bolts win 5-1.
I liked how the pitching staff as a whole kind of stayed together through the good and the bad times. They really had each other's backs. How much guys like Jesse Snodgrass have meant to the staff. An innings eater who can go out, throw strikes is huge, and to me, he's been, you know, the MVP of that staff.
Ground ball over to second. This could be two. Torres flips to second for one. Lotta to first. Double play. And Jesse Snodgrass, as he did all of last year, gets out of a big jam.
But if you close your eyes.
One up to deep left center field. That one's going to split the gap and roll to the wall. Torres is coming all the way around from first base. He'll score. It's a two-run double for Ryan Soares and a tie ball game in the seventh.
3-1 is lifted out to deep center field. Evan Button back on the run, still going to the warning track. He makes a great basket catch as he collides with the wall. That may be the play of the year by a Thunderbolts outfielder. Evan Button robs Russell Moldenauer.
One is Ryan, you know, getting that 100 hits for the second year in a row. That's you know, it's a pretty good achievement to get, you know, to get 100 hits in 96 games.
Soares pops it up down the right field line, sinking fast, charging hard is Florio. He'll let it drop. Base hit. Brower scores. Torres scores as well. It's a two-run single for Ryan Soares, and the Thunderbolts have a five-run inning.
But if you close your eyes.
Swung on, line to left field, a base hit. Brower scores to tie it. Here's Torres around third. He'll score to win it. Bolts victory, 6-5 over the Braves.
Mikey, you know, playing that consecutive game streak was great, and also, you know, going over 500 hits, which is awesome for him.
It's something that I'm proud of, and a lot of work's gone into it, and a lot of other people have gone into something like that as well. It's not just me putting myself in the lineup every day.
Mikey Torres has had a great second half. He's done an outstanding job there.
Ground ball right side. Torres makes a diving stop to his feet. He throws to first. He got him. Great play by Mike Torres.
White lines it out to right field. That'll drop in. Rounding second and heading to third is Soares. He's being waved around. Here comes the throw from right field. Soares slides in. Safe.
Obviously, the tingles, no hitters.
The two tingle, no hitters.
It's nice to have, but, I mean, also, we need to get a nine-inning in there. But, I mean, it's just nice to go out there, I mean, compete, and whatever happened, happened.
Travis Tingle is ready to go. The 3-2. Ground ball to short. Torres has it. He sets his feet, throws to first, and that's it. Travis Tingle has his second no-hitter of the year, both against Florence. Unbelievable.
Kyle Robinson.
I think a lot of it clicked. His approach was good. We actually talked a lot more hitting this year than we did last year. Basically, what he was doing up to the plate and what he wanted to do.
Now the payoff pitch to Robinson. Fly ball out to deep center. Cole Miles back on his horse to the warning track. That ball is gone.
Times where you come back and get wins, or you get good pitch ball games, and getting players signed, you know, that's always good for them. You know, the road trips, the bonding, the joking, those are always fun times.
Line out to right field. It's a base hit, and it slices down the line. Torres is off to the races. Down the field, it is Craigolo in the corner. Here's the play at the plate. Torres is safe. Bolts win 3-2.